This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. We're here with Jenna Altman, a senior on the Pella basketball team. Jenna, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Very good. First of all, let our listeners know what high school activities you've been involved in since you've been a freshman.
My freshman year, I was involved in volleyball and basketball. Sophomore year, volleyball and basketball and golf. And then junior year, basketball, and this year, basketball as well.
So your teammate, Maggie, told me that you are the auxiliary audio person for the team. You're the one who's in charge of the aux, as she said. What are your favorite warm-up songs, or what's the inspiration behind your playlist?
Well, we got to get those upbeat songs. So we do Save a Horse. We all go in a circle, and we just dance and that stuff. We also do some other good songs like Crank That. We just want to get hype before the game so we can set the tone for the game.
Your favorite post-game meal or restaurant, especially after a win?
Applebee's. We always go to Applebee's, and it's always a good time there.
What is your favorite class right now during your senior year?
Ooh, I'm liking anatomy. I like learning about the bones and all that stuff. And Mrs. Lyons is good, too. So.
Oh, yeah. She's a legend. Yes. I get to spend my summers with her on the softball microphone. What is your favorite opposing gym to play in, and why?
Ooh. Oski, because it's a rival. So we like to play there. It's always a good atmosphere.
I was about to say, it gets pretty loud, especially with how that's built in there.
Yeah.
I know the answer to this. Do you have any siblings? If so, who are they or he? And how well do you get along with them?
I do have a sibling, an older brother, John. We get along pretty well. So we always have arguments here and there, but we get on pretty good. So
I was about to say, when you played golf that 1 year, he was around quite a bit. He's a pretty supportive older brother, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
And he knows how to shoot a pretty good three-pointer.
Yep, try and learn from the best. So
yeah, awesome. Question I ask everybody, Hawkeyes or Cyclones, and why?
Hawkeyes, because if I don't support them, my dad will not like me very much.
Well, I won't say that. I'm an Iowa State grad, but I'll still like you, Jenna. That's fine. Do you have a best memory of going to a Hawkeyes game at all growing up?
When I was younger, we always went tailgating, and that was always fun. We always went with my parents' friends, and we played a bunch of games and that stuff. So.
And I imagine women's basketball has been pretty fun to watch the last couple of years.
Yes, it has been.
So speaking of family, kind of going back to that, what is the best family vacation you've been on so far, and why was it so much fun?
Ooh, we've gone on a lot of vacations. We went to Disney World when I was younger a bunch of times, and those were always fun just because of the roller coasters and that stuff. But recently we've been going to Mexico, and it's just nice to go there and relax and have some good food because the food down there is really good.
Is there a place that you haven't been to yet that you want to go to, either with your family or with your friends?
I want to go to Italy. I've been telling my parents this for a while now. I want to go there because the scenery, I heard it's really nice, and the food. So, yeah.
And when you aren't hooping and when you aren't studying, what is your go-to hobby or thing that you enjoy spending your time doing the most that isn't necessarily tied to school or basketball?
I like reading. I like reading a lot of mystery books or watching like horror movies and that stuff because I like the thrill of it and that stuff.
Who are your go-to authors or filmmakers in that regard? Then, what are some of your go-to for that genre?
For the movies, I really like the Conjuring movies and the Annabelle movies. Those are really fun. And then my favorite author for my books is Natasha Preston. So
if you are someone who loves mystery and suspense and thrill, are you someone who is superstitious with that? And if so, what are some of your pregame, if you have any pregame or superstitions you have tied to basketball?
For basketball, I always like wearing my hair in a ponytail with a braid because I think that I just play the best in that hairstyle, so I'm pretty superstitious with that.
Is that an aerodynamics thing? Is it something with shooting, or just a whole mental confidence thing?
Whole mental confidence thing, I think.
Very good. And also then along that line then, this is a kind of an off-the-wall question. Do you believe in life on other planets then? If you're somebody who's explored these genres, is there someone else out there outside of us here on our little blue globe?
Ooh, I think I could be convinced, but as of right now, probably not.
Probably not. Okay, so what is the top thing then on your bucket list? What's the one thing that you want to accomplish maybe before college or in maybe even now while you're still doing your senior year? What's the one bucket list item that maybe you have?
Ooh, go to state for basketball. That would be pretty nice because we haven't experienced that yet, and I think it would just be really fun to go to state.
Yeah, I think I would echo that sentiment, especially with how things have gone at the school this past fall, for sure. If you could time travel, are you a future person or a past person?
I would go to the future. I want to see like what all these new technologies and that stuff. So
if you could play another sport that you currently don't participate in, no restrictions, you could put on a football helmet if you want, whatever it is, if there's one other sport that you could play, what sport would it be and why?
I'd probably play pickleball because I play pickleball in my free time sometime, and I think I would dominate in it. Me and Maggie could be a participate in Dynamic Duo there. So
yeah, I was about to say Thompson's are pretty good at tennis, I think. Yeah, it all translates as well. So on that last note then, with your senior year coming up, you already mentioned state, but what are you looking forward to most about spending these next couple months with these girls and the program itself?
Yeah, we're a really tight-knit group here. Everyone's friends. We always hang out outside of school and that stuff. We always have team meals. Team meals are always fun. They're always funny. We just had a watch party for the football game before when they went to state. So that's always fun. All of them in there are really nice, and we just are really close. So I just want to, before the season ends, just continuing to hang out with them and that stuff. Well, that's what I want to do. So,
Jen Altman, it was fun to get to know you. Thank you.
Thank you.